At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Syphilis manifestations, planets, and houses. In homeopathy, the syphilis miasm is associated with destruction, degeneration, and mental or emotional disturbances. While Ketu is a key contributor to these manifestations, other planets and houses also play significant roles in shaping the mental and emotional outcomes. These characteristics reflect tendencies toward detachment, despair, and self-destructive behaviors. Below is an analysis of how planetary influences and houseplace placements reflect the mental and emotional characteristics of the syphilis miasm. Despair and hopelessness. Despair and hopelessness are core emotional characteristics of syphilis, often accompanied by a deep sense of futility. This miasm typically presents as an emotional disintegration where the individual feels a profound loss of hope, leading to emotional collapse or feelings of worthlessness. Key planets, Ketu. Ketu is the planet of detachment, spiritual suffering, and confusion. When afflicted or poorly placed, it leads to a feeling of meaninglessness, deep despair, and emotional withdrawal. Ketu strips away emotional and material attachments, often leaving a void that manifests as hopelessness. Saturn. Saturn represents restriction, suffering, and long-standing emotional burdens. When combined with Ketu or Moon, Saturn amplifies feelings of hopelessness, intensifying emotional isolation and a sense of being trapped in despair. Moon. The Moon governs emotions and mental peace. When afflicted by Ketu, Saturn, or Rahu, it can lead to emotional instability, severe mood swings, and deep despair. Key houses governs death, transformation, and hidden psychological patterns. If afflicted by Ketu or Saturn, this house can bring about emotional despair and fear of death or destruction. It also represents emotional degeneration and obsession with loss or endings. 12th house relates to isolation, loss, and subconscious fears. Ketu or Saturn in the 12th house can drive feelings of loneliness, spiritual despair, and a retreat into hopelessness. The native may feel emotionally distant, lost, and disconnected. 4th house represents emotional security and inner peace. An afflicted 4th house, especially by Ketu or Saturn, can deprive an individual of emotional grounding, leading to mental instability, emotional despair, and an inability to find peace. Conjunctions, Ketu plus Moon. This combination can create deep emotional detachment, confusion, and despair. The individual may feel a lack of emotional fulfillment and struggle with intense feelings of hopelessness. Saturn, Ketu. When these two planets come together, the sense of emotional suffering and detachment intensifies, making the person feel isolated, disconnected, and hopeless. Moon, Ketu, Saturn. This conjunction brings profound emotional isolation, despair, and suffering, often leading to a pessimistic outlook and hopelessness about life or the future. Self-destructive thoughts and behaviors. Syphilis is often marked by self-destructive tendencies, which may manifest as extreme thoughts, behaviors, or actions. The miasm's degenerative nature is reflected in tendencies toward physical or emotional self-harm, loss of willpower, and even suicidal ideation. These behaviors can be traced back to planetary afflictions that lead to emotional decay and a lack of personal preservation. Key planets. Ketu governs detachment from the material and emotional world. When heavily afflicted, Ketu causes the individual to lose the desire to live or engage in self-preservation, leading to self-destructive tendencies or apathy toward personal well-being. Mars represents aggression, vitality, and the drive for action. When Mars is afflicted by Ketu or Saturn, it may lead to impulsive, violent, or self-harming behaviors, directed inwardly or outwardly. Moon. When afflicted by Ketu or Saturn, the Moon may lose its capacity for emotional regulation, leading to emotional instability and thoughts of self-destruction. Key houses, 8th houses, associated with death, transformation, and intense psychological experiences. When Ketu or Mars afflict this house, the native may experience self-destructive thoughts, obsession with death, or tendencies towards suicide or emotional self-harm. 12th house represents loss, isolation, and self-undoing. Ketu or Mars in this house can lead to self-sabotaging behaviors, withdrawal from life, and harmful habits such as substance abuse or neglect of health. 6th house governs health and personal struggles. Afflictions here, particularly involving Ketu or Mars, can lead to self-neglect or the adoption of harmful behaviors that deteriorate physical and mental health. Conjunctions, Ketu's Mars. This combination can result in impulsive or aggressive self-harming behaviors. The native may engage in reckless actions without concern for personal safety, often driven by frustration and detachment from life. Ketu plus Moon leads to emotional instability, detachment, and confusion, which may result in self-destructive thoughts. The native may struggle with feelings of hopelessness, leading to harmful behaviors. Mars plus Saturn Ketu. This combination creates an intense, destructive energy where the individual may feel trapped in frustration, leading to violent outbursts or inward-directed harm. By understanding the influence of these planetary placements and their conjunctions, we can identify how the syphilis miasm manifests in mental and emotional self-destructive behaviors. Detachment, paranoia, and delusions. The syphilis miasm often manifests as emotional detachment from reality, which can evolve into paranoia or delusions. This detachment can become so severe that the person loses their connection to reality, leading to obsessive or irrational fears and thoughts. Key planets. Ketu governs detachment and confusion. Ketu's influence can cause emotional and mental withdrawal, leading to paranoia and delusional thinking. Afflictions by Ketu create a sense of being disconnected from reality, fostering irrational fears. Rahu, the counterpart of Ketu, symbolizes obsession and illusion. If Rahu also plays a role, it can amplify the paranoid or delusional thoughts, creating extreme emotional responses and mental confusion. Mercury governs rational thinking and intellect. When Mercury is afflicted by Ketu or Rahu, it can result in mental confusion, paranoia, or an inability to distinguish reality from fantasy. Key houses. Relates to the subconscious, isolation, and hidden fears. Ketu or Rahu here can manifest as paranoia, delusions, or irrational fears that emerge from the subconscious mind. 8th house governs secrets, hidden enemies, and fear of the unknown. Afflictions by Ketu or Rahu can lead to intense paranoia about hidden threats or obsession with death and destruction. 6th house governs health and enemies. When afflicted by Ketu or Rahu, the native may develop irrational fears about illness, enemies, or being harmed, leading to obsessive thoughts or delusions. Conjunctions. Ketu plus Mercury. This combination creates confusion in thinking, detachment from logical reasoning, and paranoia. The native may struggle with irrational fears and obsessive thinking, particularly when Ketu is in the 12th or 8th houses. Ketu Rahu. When both nodes are prominent in the chart, the individual may feel lost in delusions, unable to distinguish between reality and illusion. This can manifest as paranoia, intense fears, and irrational obsessions. Ketu's Moon. This leads to emotional detachment and confusion, amplifying feelings of paranoia and delusion. If Rahu or Mercury is involved, the individual may experience emotional turmoil rooted in irrational fears. Emotional detachment and dissociation. One of the hallmark characteristics of the syphilis miasm is emotional detachment or dissociation. Individuals may feel disconnected from their emotions, family, and loved ones, experiencing a sense of coldness or apathy. This emotional withdrawal is often a defensive response to emotional pain or confusion. Ketu. Ketu's influence causes emotional withdrawal and a sense of isolation. The individual may become emotionally cold or distant, unable to form meaningful connections with others. Saturn represents suppression and restriction. When Saturn influences Ketu or the Moon, emotional detachment becomes more pronounced, leading to feelings of isolation and emotional numbness. Moon governs emotional warmth and connectedness. When the Moon is afflicted by Ketu or Saturn, it suppresses emotional expression, leading to detachment and dissociation from personal relationships and emotional experiences. Key houses, fourth house, governs emotional security and the sense of home. When Ketu or Saturn afflicts this house, the individual may feel emotionally detached from their family or unable to experience comfort and peace. Emotional coldness may emerge, causing strain in personal relationships. Both 12th house represents isolation and hidden emotional states. Ketu or Saturn in this house can lead to emotional dissociation, where the individual retreats from emotional engagement, preferring isolation or emotional numbness. First house ascendant governs the overall personality and emotional expression. When Ketu or Saturn influence the ascendant, the person may struggle to connect emotionally with others and may appear cold or detached. Conjunctions. Ketu-Saturn. This combination results in deep emotional suppression and coldness. The individual may feel emotionally distant and struggle to form emotional bonds with others. Ketu plus Moon leads to emotional confusion and detachment. The person may feel emotionally numb, unable to express their feelings or connect with others on a deep emotional level. Saturn plus Moon, Ketu. This conjunction creates intense emotional detachment and coldness. The individual may feel disconnected from their emotions, experiencing a sense of emotional isolation and detachment from loved ones. By examining how planetary influences and house placements reflect the emotional detachment and dissociation associated with syphilis, we can gain deeper insight into how this miasm manifests in mental and emotional behaviors.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.